Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Hey there, bestie. I'm Lori Ami, your What to Read Next podcast host. Join me as we dive into exciting new reads that'll have you reaching for your TBR pile in no time. From gripping mysteries to spicy romances, we'll explore it all and help you find your next favorite book. So grab a cup of tea, cozy it up, and let's discover some amazing reads together. Hi, Sarah. Welcome to What to Read Next podcast.
Thank you very much for having me. I'm really, really glad to be here.
So happy to have you here. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, my name's Sarah A. Parker. I'm the author of When the Moon Hatched, which is my latest release. I also have another series called the Crystal Bloom series, which I'm about halfway through. So I've still got another couple of books left to write in that series. I am originally from New Zealand. That's where I was born. And when I was about 19, I moved across to Australia and met my husband and had three kids. And now I live over there with him and our children and our big dog that likes to steal pizza off the table and lots and lots of plants. And yeah, I'm just doing what I love, which is obviously writing stories and bringing them to the world. So yeah, that's me.
So I'm going to ask this question because your books are not thin, they're big.
And oh,
so
yeah.
When do you get sleep or when do you write? Like, what does your writing process look like? Because I'm assuming you have a full life ahead, like with kids and like husband and other activities. Like, when do you write?
Well, things have shifted somewhat recent or within the past year. So I've just come off a Polycom, which is why I've got not much of a voice here. So apologies to anybody who's noticing my wrath. But with a Polycom last year, after we got back from that, I'd been working sort of like, you know, 17 plus hours a day with my husband. He was a full-time lawyer at the time as well, and he was commuting to work. So I was getting up at, you know, 3-4 in the morning. I was working all day. I was obviously taking a break to get the kids off to school and all that. So working nonstop while they're at school, then they'll pick them up and get everyone fed, then keep working, you know, until late in the night. And then especially leading up to a release, I'd be sleeping on the couch and just having like micro naps and then working in between, and just, you know, it was pretty messed up there for a while. I wouldn't leave the house for months, just to meet these deadlines that I had. And I think we both, after a Polycon last year, we both kind of realized that things needed to change. I was living on coffee and, you know, I was barely leaving the house. So Josh, he actually stopped working to come home and to look after the kids and to be the primary caregiver. And that opened me up to be able to, I guess, not have myself being pulled in so many different directions, which has been phenomenal. And with that, it was after that point that I decided to write Moon, which was my most recent release. And yeah, my whole process changed. Basically, I still get up very early in the mornings, but of course Josh manages the kids, getting them off to school. I of course brush the girls' hair and stuff, but he's basically managing all that. And then I write while they're at school. And because there's no, I guess, tugging me in different directions, oh, a kid might be sick, or like there's some, you know, there's different things on for the school and whatnot, I've just got that really, I guess, uninhibited time to just pour myself into my story. And there's much less stress involved. So I'm way more organized. And it actually means that I get the afternoon, I meet my goals by 3, and then I get the afternoon to hang with the family and to, you know, cook dinner with my husband and to watch a movie with my son in the evenings. And it's really quite a much more relaxed sort of environment than it was. So yeah, I've got quite a really healthy writing process these days, which I think it really lends itself to me, I guess, getting that extra time to really love on my stories before I push publish.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I'm glad that you have the support system in place. And like, it's working and it's allowing you to not just write great books, but also be present to your life and be present to your family. And I think that balance is like what's important, but that's what matters. It's not like you're working all the time and then you just miss out on kids. And like having that support system in place is so helpful.
Yeah. And I think I'm very obsessive with my work. I find it very hard to pull myself away from my work, but it's great now that I've got these sort of situations in place where I hit my goals and then I pull myself back and I say, no, I'm on track. I'm good. Just pull yourself back and remember to live. So yeah, it's great.
It's great. So we got to talk very serious. You know, it's coming at a perfect time, right place, because romanticism is having its moment. It's definitely an area where people are like loving it. We need an escape. The world is trash. We need another world escape. And so you're providing us that fresh air, like breath of fresh air, like the idea of like, okay, I can imagine some other person struggling and overcoming all the obstacles. So first things first, because her way, you're the series that you have been working on before. So tell us to the audience, what is the series all about? What can we expect from that series? And then we'll talk about when to be fetch afterwards.
So Crystal Bloom series, it's very character driven. It's very immersive and rich on the world building, but especially with the first story, we are following the story through an unreliable narrator, Orlaith. And with my world building as well, I don't sort of stuff it down the reader's mouth with that one. We're going through the world. We're learning about it with Orlaith because she isn't very aware of like the world around her. Her bubble is quite small. She spent, you know, most of her life in this castle and not really leaving the grounds around the castle. So for that series, we're walking through it. We're learning about it. We're learning about who she is. We're learning about her past and everything. So I do lean into a lot on mental health with that series. That is kind of a prominent theme throughout most of my writing is. You know, leaning towards mental health rep, but it's a slow burn. It's dark, it's angsty. There's lots and lots of secrets. There's lots and lots of Easter eggs. And with that story as well, my whole sort of thing with it is that with each new book that comes out, it lights up more of the previous book. So hopefully if I've done my job right by the end of the story, and as the world's growing with each story, we're opening up more and more, we're peeling back more and more of those petals, getting to the core. But by the end of the story, you know, a reader should be able to go back to the start and it just light up like a Christmas tree. So if I've done my job, fingers crossed. But yeah, I've still got another couple of books to go on that series. So I did take a bit of a break to work on Moon, but I'm at that point in the story where I'm really excited to, then the next couple of books, it's all the stuff I've been really most excited about writing in the series. So I can't wait.
Gosh, I'm excited for that. I'm excited that you're like looking forward to the book. It's like sometimes it can be, you know, writing takes a lot of school and, you know, it takes a lot of energy and a lot of like, especially when you're dealing with mental health and dealing with characters' lives, like, is you're playing God in some ways and the characters are telling you what is going on. It can take a toll. And so sometimes you need to take a breather to then come back and be like, I'm actually excited to go back here.
No, exactly. And I think I always refuse to like skim over things with, like, for instance, with mental health, like, and with Orlaith's journey, I refuse to just jump. You know, to jump forward and like I kneel to her development and to her growth and kneel to those setbacks and those, and you know, and then those shoves for those, you know, shoving forward moments again. And you know, I really go on that journey with her. So it is quite emotionally taxing for me to write that series, but it's such a beautiful, for me anyway, it's such a beautiful journey and watching her grow through it. So hopefully it's the same for the readers.
I love this. And now we're going to talk about Win-Win Hatch, which is another runaway hit. I was telling you, I start reading it. It's a thick tome, but it just grabs you from the first chapter when you get the story about the gods and all the story, the bigger end of the story. And then you see the first chapter and you're like, where am I? What is happening? And I'm like, oh, okay. We are on this journey. It's starting from the beginning. We're going to kill someone from the beginning.
Oh, yeah. We're right in there. Yeah, so with Moon, I think I say in my acknowledgements at the end, like, it really was a breath for me. I had this story, this world in my head for the past 3 years, and I've been walking the streets in this world for the past 3 years. And I first saw the world and how it worked, and you know, the dragon moons in the sky, and I just took my time with it. You know, I really waited, I think, for the right moment. I knew that it needed me to give it my full undivided. And it came to after I published Flame and Wildflower, and I really did need a breath. And I opened up my document for this because I had started writing it a couple of times and I went, no, it doesn't feel right. And I'd carved it back and scrapped some different drafts for it. So when I did sit down and actually cracked it open again this time, I felt so ready and it just spoke to me. And I've never actually written a book so easily. It bored out of me. I got the first draft down within 6 weeks. And you know how big that story is. I know. And that was with me having breaks in the evenings and afternoons too. It poured out of me. Second draft was another, going back through and fleshing out and stuff was another 6 weeks. And then obviously for a couple of months for my editors. And it was just, I've never written a book so fast, but I think it was just its moment to be told. And
yeah.
The characters really spoke to me so beautifully. And yeah, I felt like they just ripped me on this journey with them and I just couldn't get enough.
Yeah. I think you spent years thinking about the characters, living the characters, thinking, daydreaming about them, exploring their intentions. And so it obviously you channel that time. It's like not overnight success. So we think about it. It just happens overnight. But the reality is that there's years of work. And so you did the years of work, even though it feels like you came really easily. It's like, no, but I did 3 years or 20 years or 40 years of work on myself to get to this place.
Absolutely. And I honestly think that if I had written the story 2 years ago or 3 years ago when I first came up with the concept of the world, it wouldn't have been the same story.
Yeah.
I think I wrote it at a time when my husband was at home helping me with the kids. I felt so there was such beautiful support all around me. I felt very, very safe in my environment and all that sort of stuff. And, and it was just, I think it was just perfect timing, It was the perfect environment for the story to hatch, so to speak.
Yes, no pun intended. So we got to talk about some book recommendations. What kind of books do you read? Are you a reader?
Oh, yeah. My problem is that when I start, I go through reading binges and I'll read 9 books a week, but that is not conducive to getting words on paper. Because I will literally read all night under the covers while Josh is next to me, hiding with my Kindle. And then I'll wake up the next morning, I'll be like, whoa, I am not young enough for this anymore. But I love reading. I did go through a bit of a reading slump over the past sort of year, just because I was pouring all my energy and all my creative, juices into Moon, and I couldn't pull myself out of that world. And every time I'd try and pick up a story, my brain was just, I was in my world. I needed to stay there. But I do a lot of reading. I read everything. I read all sorts. But I love obviously fantasy romance and romance in general. But I've also got a bit of a palate for just so much. I like to have a go at anything. But in regards to book recommendation, one of my favorite series is, and this is one I started about 2.5, almost 3 years ago, is Karen Marie Mooning. She wrote the Fever series.
Yeah.
I love that series so much. It is brilliant. I feel like it's not talked about enough.
Yeah.
Such a phenomenal story. I just love her character development. I love, I feel like they're real. Feel they are real people. The way that she builds her world as well is, it's like, I feel like I'm walking those streets and I just, she's fantastic. Like the banter and everything. And so it moves at a really good pace as well. So it's really easy to keep you engaged.
Yeah.
So it's a little bit darker. So for those who haven't read it, just check your trigger warnings. But no, it's just such a cool story. And I'm actually halfway through the last book. I don't want it to end. So.
And it's a read along. You're like, I'm invested in this series. And then it ends. And you're like, but I want to know what my friends are going for.
I want to hang with them forever. I don't want to let them leave.
Yeah, it's just like we prolong the last part of it as long as possible. Because we're like, we don't want this to end. It's a read problem. We all have this problem.
So, I recently got this beautiful special edition set of them from Kane Box, Mr. Box, that it's so beautiful. So I'm so excited about that because they're signed and I'm just really fangirling. But also another book recommendation would be Sea of Ruin by Pam Goodwin. She writes so beautifully. Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Another one, check the book trigger warnings if you're not really into darker stuff, but it is so good.
Yes, that's a parrot. It's a lady parrot.
I love it. I love it. And if you're going to read it as well, to anybody who hasn't, read the prequel first, because it falls beautifully into Sea of Ruin. But my best friend, Raven Kennedy, she actually put me onto that story. She loved it. And she was like, Sarah, you have to read this. And Raven's books also are absolutely fantastic. So anybody who hasn't read Raven Kennedy, get on that. who played a prison series. The last one's coming out soon, and I've read it already, and it is.
But that's good. It's so lucky, and that's amazing.
Okay.
But yeah, so she put me on to Pam to see everyone, and I just absolutely loved it. Actually, she was at a Polycon recently, just the other day, and I didn't realize, and I was so busy, I didn't even get a chance to walk around. But I'm gutted because I will have killed for a signed copy, but I'll get there eventually. And the other one is Name of the Wind by Patrick Rothfuss. I have reread that book probably 3 times. I just love his writing. He tells such a beautiful story. You can tell he really takes his time as well with the story that he's telling. And I just, yeah. I mean, it's not a finished series, so bear that in mind. I think we've been waiting for a wee while for the last one. But the first 2 books, they just live on in me. I just absolutely adore the way that he writes. So,
yeah. These are amazing, recommendations. The same promise recommendations. They're a little bit of everything. So they're amazing recommendations for what to read after they finish your books. And they're waiting for the next books in your series. And so we got something to keep ourselves busy for. Because a voracious reader, to read them in 2 days, you may spend years working on it. It's consumed. And you're what am I doing next? So
Yeah.
You gave us a reading list of what to read next. So Sarah, tell us where we can find you online.
So I mainly spend most of my time on Instagram. I do occasionally post on TikTok, but it's not. I'm very, very active on Instagram, on my stories and stuff. If there's any updates from me, they always go straight to my stories first and on my posts, on my just posting. And I do lots of fun games and stuff on there around arc time and whatnot as well. So, and I announce giveaways and whatnot and everything on there. So mainly my Instagram would be the best place. I've also got a reader group. And that's a good place to get in touch with me and to follow along with what I'm releasing.
Awesome. Thank you, Sarah, for being the show.
Absolutely my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining me on this episode of the What to Read Next podcast. If you enjoy our bookish conversations and want more recommendations, don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode. Also, head on over to the What to Read Next blog for a list of books mentioned in today's show. Happy reading. Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.